Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, January 23rd. I'm Peter Granitz, filling in for Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. and its allies have launched a major assault on Houthi military targets in Yemen, with American and British officials saying they targeted warehouses, surveillance sites, weapons depots, and an underground storage facility. The attacks come as the Israeli Defense Forces reported the deadliest incident for its soldiers since October 7th. 21 IDF fighters died in southern Gaza when a rocket struck a building they were trying to wire to explode. A two-year-long investigation into the trading practices of two Federal Reserve Bank presidents has cleared them of breaking the law and violating Fed policies. But the Fed's Inspector General did find that then-Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan and then-Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren failed to properly file their financial disclosures, and that created the appearance of a conflict of interest for both. The men made personal financial transactions in the volatile early months of the pandemic. They resigned in September 2021, weeks after their disclosures were made public. The Federal Reserve has since instituted policies prohibiting senior officials from trading individual stocks. And asset manager Grayscale, which led the fight for Bitcoin exchange-traded funds, is now losing billions to competitors. Investors have cashed out $2.8 billion from the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust after it converted into an ETF on January 11th, according to data from Bloomberg Intelligence. In contrast, nine newly launched spot Bitcoin ETFs have drawn about $4 billion in inflows within their first six trading days. Stock markets in Asia were mixed today, while European shares have fallen in early trading. And U.S. stock futures are looking for direction ahead of earnings from Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, General Electric, and Verizon, all due out this morning. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.